He had now reached the snowbank marking the spot where Tower Road ended, or where it began, depending on your point of view and the direction you were traveling, Susanna supposed. He looked up at them, one eye bright as a bird's, the other looking off into the white wastes with dull fascination.
"Long days and pleasant nights, yeah, so say I. And anyone who'd say different, they ain't here anyway, so who gives a good goddamn what they say?"
From his pocket he took what could only be a gumdrop, and tossed it up. Hoy grabbed it out of the air easily, snap, and gone. At this, both Roland and Susanna laughed. It felt strange to laugh, but it was a good feeling, like finding something of value long after you were sure it was lost forever. Even Hoy appeared to be grinning, and if the horse bothered him, it trumpeted again as they looked down on Cy Collins from their snowbank perch, it didn't show.
"I got a million questions for you," Collins said, "but I'll start with just one. How in the hell are yous going to get down off of that snowbank?"
4. As it turned out, Susanna slid down, using their travoy as a sled. She chose the place where the northwestern end of Odd's Lane disappeared beneath the snow because the embankment was a little shallower there. Her trip was short but not smooth. She hit a large and crusted snow boulder 3/4 of the way down, fell off the travoy, and made the rest of her descent in a pair of gaudy somersaults, laughing wildly as she fell. The travoy turned over, turned turtle, may it do you, and spilled their gunna every which way and hell to breakfast. Roland and Oi came leaping down behind. Roland bent over her at once, clearly concerned, and Oi sniffed anxiously at her face, but Susanna was still laughing. So was the codger. Daddy Mose would have called his laughter gay as old Dad's hatband.
"I'm fine, Roland. Took worse tumbles off my flexible flyer when I was a kid, tell you true."